Hey everyone, and welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is December 30th, 2017, the second to last day of 2017, and welcome to our second annual New Year's Eve special show. If you guys listened last year, my New Year's Eve show was only my fourth episode, so I don't know if I covered as much as I would like to have then, but I picked totally different years this year. So last year I picked six shows. I also picked six shows this year, but last year picked 76, 78, 80, 81, 89, and Dead & Company's 2015 show. So if you would like to re-listen to that, I'm pretty sure it's episode 4 if you want to go back to hear that. But this year I took a more conservative or more underground approach, if you want to call it that. I used years 70 to 72, which is what I'm talking about. That's a more before the real blow up of the Dead and their New Year's Eve performances. It wasn't just them on the stage, so I thought it was pretty cool. I have a lot of different stories to read about those shows and the set list and just quality of sounds and everything was just really cool from those shows. So I wasn't up to date on that. So it was really cool to read about those shows and learn a lot through that. So then we also have 84, 85, and 87. So it's like two totally different approaches. You have one where it's just like not an underground, but not a traveling colony of people, as it was in like the 80s when it was at its height in for New Year's Eve purposes. Well, maybe not at its height, but around from 78 with the closing of Winterland until like 87, those 10 years, it was really, you know, the ticket to see, which whereas in the 70s it was really cool if you saw them, and not many people can say that they saw them for those New Year's Eve shows. So like I said, for the 70 shows, I have a bit of stories to go over, and who else was playing with them, and stories behind that, and I got that information on lostlivedead.blogspot.com, and there's also, I only did the 70, 71, and 72, but there's other 70 shows on there. So if you guys want to learn more or whatever, it was really cool. I would definitely check that out. So let's see. Let's go right into it for 1970. It was at Winterland, and it was billed with Grateful Dead, New Riders of the Purple Sage, and Assorted Friends, also with Stone Ground. So from 1966 to 1969, Bill Graham had a legendary New Year's Eve event at the Fillmore, Fillmore West, and Winterland that were scheduled to go on from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. No one remembers anything about them. The Grateful Dead had played the Fillmore in 66, sharing the bill with Jefferson Airplane, Quicksilver Messenger Service. The Dead played New Year's Eve again in 1968 at Winterland, sharing the bill with Quicksilver and supported by It's a Beautiful Day in Santana. In 1969, the Grateful Dead had played Boston, while Jefferson Airplane had headlined New Year's Eve at home. So for the 1970 New Year's Eve, the Dead returned home to headline Winterland. The Jefferson Airplane were off due to a pregnant Grace Slick, but with two hit albums under their belt, the Dead were now big enough to headline Winterland on their own. This New Year's show seemed to have been a much smaller proportion than previous years, and indeed quite different than any other New Year's which followed. So Stone Ground, one of the bands that were playing, was a San Francisco-based group that was backed by KSAN chief Tom Donahue. Stone Ground was put together from various defunct Bay Area outfits and played a lively kind of soul-influenced rock. They featured no less than five singers, including lead guitarist Tim Barnes. Stone Ground had been the house band for Donahue's Medicine Ball Caravan Traveling Rock Festival and movie, which the Dead had dropped out at in the last minute. The tour had ended up in England while the pianist Pete Sears debuted album at the Trident Studios in London. However, the album was recorded in San Francisco with different engineers. Sears returned to the Bay Area with the band, however, I believe he was still in Stone Ground when they played New Year's Eve. Okay, another band, very close to the Dead, New Riders of the Purple Sage, were familiar to most Deadheads at this time. The December 1970 iteration of the band still had Jerry Garcia on steel pedal guitar, but Spencer Dryden, ex-Jefferson Airplane, had taken over on drums. John Dawson and David Nelson and David Tolbert anchored the band. The poster listed the show starting at 8 p.m. I assume Stone Ground began at 8 p.m., followed by New Riders. I think the Grateful Dead came on at midnight and played a single extended set about 100 minutes and change. After the Dead set, Hot Tuna came out, joined by Bob Weir, and played about five songs. Hot Tuna at this time was Yorman, I can't name that, Jack Cassidy, Papa John, Creech, Joey Covington, and Will Scarlet. There are many oddities about Hot Tuna's performance, not the least being that they appeared after the Dead, which would be like crazy in 3 or 4 years. But the timing of the entire show was uncertain. But while probably expended past the San Francisco closing time, 2 a.m., it was not an all-morning extravaganza. Just extended the night at the Fillmore. Also, for hardcore fans, the Dead had apparently played a benefit at Winterland just 8 days before December 23rd, and the bill included the Riders and Hot Tuna, so it wouldn't have been a different night. Not to say if I wouldn't have enjoyed them both. So there's a little background on the 70s show and the set list for that. I found a bunch of different set lists. It just seems like it's somewhat of a lost night. But set list I saw was Truckin', The Monkey and the Engineer, Cold Rain and Snow, Easy Win, Big Railroad Blues, Cumberland Blues, Dire Wolf, Cryptal Envelopment, Drums, the other one, Cryptal Envelopment, Black Peter, Sugar Magnolia, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Good Lovin', and Uncle John's Band. So the song I picked from this was, a classic New Year's Eve song. And it's Sugar Magnolia. So from Winterland 1970, Sugar Magnolia.
Sugar Magnolia, blossom blooming, it's all empty and I don't care. She'd have to come up super air. Sweet blossom, come on under the willow. We can have our times if you'll abide. We can discover the wonders of nature rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel with and double pays my ticket when I speak. She comes through the rays of violet. She can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come, I don't follow. Wait backstage while I sing to you. She can dance a Cajun rhythm, jump like a wedding, four-wheel drive. She's my summer love in the spring, fall, and winter. She can make it happen, any man alive. Sugar Magnolia, ringing that blue bell. Walk caught up in sunshine. Come on out singing, I'll walk you in the sunlight. Come on, honey, come along, baby. She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. Breeze in the pines and the summer night, moonlight. crazy in the sunlight, yes, indeed. Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, take me out and I wander around. I walk around. Sunshine daydream, I'll meet you in the tall tree, going where the wind goes, and blooming like a red rose, rolling over sweet lake, and light out singing, I'll walk to you in the morning sunshine, the sunshine daydream, well, that sunshine daydream, yeah. Will our sunshine daydream? Yeah, 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 yeah.
So there again was Sugar Magnolia from 70. Next year, 71, also in Winterland, billed for Grateful Dead, New Riders of the Purple Sage, and Yogi Phlegm. The year 1971, New Year's Eve show, to start to establish the basic format for the balance of the Grateful Dead New Year's Eve shows. Although it was evolved somewhat over the years, in 1971 there were two opening acts to get the party started, and then the Grateful Dead came on stage at midnight. The Dead set was broadcast entirely by KSAN, and was the New Riders. Yogi Phlegm was the name of the sons of Chaplin. The band believed they were no longer had the right to the name of Sons of Chaplin, and they had believed their sound to emphasize jazzy improvisation. The name was a joke around Grunge, which no one got, and most people called them the Sons anyway. Bill Graham hated the name and insisted on calling them the Sons. Although Yogi Phlegm's music sounds incredibly contemporary now, they were generally disliked compared to their previous, more danceable incarnation of the Sons. The members of Yogi Phlegm were Terry Haggerty, Bill Champlin, Geoff Palmer, and David Shallock, and also Bill Vitt. Vitt was the main drummer for Garcias and Saunders at the time. Yeah, Winterland New Year's performance would have been the first time that the locals would have seen Buddy Cage on steel pedal for the New Riders. Cage had replaced Garcia out on the road for his first show, had been in Atlanta November 11th, 71. Given that the New Riders of the Purple Sage album had just been released, many fans were probably surprised and dismayed that Garcia was no longer in the group. The same would probably have been true to the Bay Area listening audience. They would have tuned in expecting to hear Garcia on the new with his new group, having heard the NRPS album on KSAN, only discovered that he had actually left the band. So, a little disappointment there, I guess. Then you have, as a side note, the Dead and the New Riders record companies would paid for the KSAN to broadcast the bands. Warner Brothers for the Dead and Columbia for the New Riders would have compensated KSAN for the amount of ads they would have lost by broadcasting an uninterrupted live show. Yogi Phlegm did not have a record company at this time, so there was no entirety to underwrite the broadcast of them. In the respect of the fact that the New Riders were broadcast and the Suns had nothing to do with KSAN's feelings about the Suns versus the Riders, as it would be have strictly a business decision. Also, the configuration of the Winterland was different this year, with the stage on the right side of the arena instead of the rear. This would return as its conventional setup by the next fall, so it was a totally different stage setup. So the set list for 71 is Dance in the Streets, Mr. Charlie, Brown Eyed Women, Beat It On Down the Line, You Win Again, Jack Straw, Sugar Ray, El Paso, China, Town Shuffle, Tennessee Jed, Mexicali Blues, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Next Time You See Me, Playing in the Band, Loser, One More Saturday Night, Truckin' Drums, The Other One, Me and My Uncle, The Other One, Jam, Black Peter, Big River, The Same Thing, Ramble on Rose, Sugar Magnolia, Not Fade Away, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, Back End Did Not Fade Away, and the encore was Casey Jones. So this one was not as much as a mystery show as 70, so you could see in that 1 year alone, they just, it was a lot more publicized. The song I'm going to pick for this show is Dancing in the Streets, the first song. So they came on at midnight. It was right into the new year and would lead into a terrific year for them, 72, as you know. They went to Europe and basically took off. But it's cool. Bob Weir sings Calling Out Around the World. Are you ready for a brand new beat? It's New Year's Eve, but I do believe it's time for Dancing in the Streets or something like that. It changes up the lyrics, so that's pretty cool. And they have the announcement of the ball dropping and everything. So sorry if you guys are bored by me talking, but after 72, there's not so much stories. But I thought it was just interesting how they the backstories of these shows, and they're kind of the lost shows. I guess that's why I call it Lost Live Dead. But from 72 Winterland, here's Dancing in the Streets.
Great old dance. Hey, wham. Oh, far out. Bill Graham was on a stage. He was Father Time. A young guy with a diaper came out of that clock and
Happy New Year, kids.
They coming out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat? It's New Year's Eve, but I do believe they'll be dancing in the street. They're dancing in Chicago, down in New Orleans, in New York City. All we need is music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. There'll be laughing, singing, music swinging, dancing in the street. Doesn't matter what you wear, long as you are there. So come on, baby girl. Long line, get in time, they're dancing in the street.
Just to complete the picture, there was a black 1972 and a white 1972, both young men, and they both just took off their diapers and are running around the stage nude. Looks very fine.
once again, there was Dancing in the Streets from 71, Winterland. 72 was also Winterland, Grateful Dead, New Riders of the Purple Sage, and Sons of Champlin. Again, they went back to their name. New Year 72 was struck just like the structured just like the 71 show. The same two bands opened. Although the Sons were back to calling themselves the Sons of Champlin. Their lineup was the same as the previous year, although an old friend, Tim Kaine, joined on the saxophone for most of the show. The Sons played a long set captured by a glorious Betty Board, and the New Riders played a long set as well. Once again, the Dead started their first set at midnight and played two extended sets. The Dead's were broadcast on KSAN, and as were the New Riders, but not the Sons, same like the last year. Both the Dead and the New Riders had new albums, Europe 72 and Gypsy Cowboy, respectively. Both the New Riders and the Sons were booked by Sam Cutler's agency, so this was definitively a family affair. New Year's Eve 72 also inaugurated the traditional playing of Sugar Magnolia at midnight. So the set list for 72 in Winterland was Around and Around, Deal, Mexicali Blues, Brown Eyed Woman, Box of Rain, Jack Straw, Don't Ease Me In, Beat It On Down the Line, Candyman, El Paso, Tennessee Jed, Playing in the Band, Casey Jones, Promised Land, Mississippi Half Step, Big River, Sugary, Truckin', The Other One, Drums, The Other One, Morning Dew, Sugar Magnolia, Sing Me Back Home, Johnny Be Good, and the two encores were Uncle John's Band and One More Saturday Night. So I have, first one I'm going to pick is Around and Around. That's the opener with the New Year's intro. Then I'm going to do Casey Jones, and I'm also going to do the Bob Weir does a nice intro thanking Bill Graham before they play Sugar Magnolia, so I'm going to add that one in there. So from 72, that's it for the 70 shows. I hope you guys enjoyed those stories. If not, sorry to bore you, but I just thought it was interesting. So here's Around and Around and Casey Jones from Winterland 72.
Let's get it right. 15 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Well, the door was jumping, going round and round. Heavy and rocking, what a crazy sound. Well, it never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. I rose out of my seat. Well, Lord, I had to dance. Started moving my feet. Well, Lord, clapping my hands. Well, Lord, I kept on dancing, going round and round. Heavy and rocking, what a crazy sound. Lord, I never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Woo! Thank you.
got a crazy sound. Oh, Lola never stopped rocking.
Okay, so that's it for the 70 shows. Now we're going to go to 1984. I don't have any real cool stories like that one's because the Grateful Dead were pretty much blown up at this time and not underground and a lot more popular than they were in from 70 to, I guess, the end beginning of 72 is when they started to come around to pop culture and not just the Bay Area and, you know, worldwide, because they were in Europe also that year. So 84 is the next year I'm going to do, but the Grateful Dead New Year's Eve 1980 to 1991, there were many fine moments yet to come in the Grateful Dead New Year's Eve performances over the next dozen years. After the 70 shows, however, the general parameters were set. Indeed, people's most fondest memories of New Year's Eve shows were when the Dead actually diverted from the script, such as the time in 1981 when Bill Graham requested Ico Ico at midnight instead of Sugar Magnolia. When Graham died, it is not surprising that the Dead simply gave up on the New Year's tradition. It has become somewhat ossified. Still, it was fun while it lasted, and as the time keeps slipping and slipping and slipping into the future, seeing the Grateful Dead on New Year's Eve or any New Year's Eve seems like all the more remarkable. So, for the 84 set list in the San Francisco Civic Center in San Francisco, California, it is Shakedown Street, New Minglewood Blues, Peggy O, Jack Straw, Birdsong, Hell in a Bucket, Don't Ease Me In, Sugar Magnolia, Scarlet Begonias, Fire on the Mountain, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, Drums, Spanish Jam, The Wheel, Throwing Stones, Turn Your Love Light On, Turn On Your Love Light, I don't know, I guess I'm dyslexic, Give Me Some Lovin', Uncle John's Band, Around and Around, and Baby Blue. So I guess I'm just going to stick with the same theme I've been going with this whole episode, and I'm going to pick Shakedown Street as the opener. So from 84, here's Shakedown Street. We'll be right back.
shaking on Shakedown Street. History of the heart of town. Tell me this town ain't got no heart. Just gotta poke around.
Street. Used to be the heart. out of town. Timothy's down in Timothy's town. Just gotta poke around. Nothing shaking on Shakedown Street. Used to be the heart of town. Timothy's town in Timothy's town. We'll be right back.
just gotta poke around. Nothing shaking on Shakedown Street. Used to be the heart of town. Shaking on Shakedown Street. Used to be the heart of town. Dribble this town, he's got no heart.
So there was Shakedown Street from 84. Next year, I'm going to go right to 85, but that was in the Oakland County Coliseum, and that would become a staple for them to play New Year's Eve shows in the late 80s, mid-80s, late 80s. So the set list for that was Not Fade Away, Touch of Grey, Tons of Steel, CC Rider, Dupree's Diamond Blues, Cassidy, Brown Eyed Woman, Let It Grow. Second set was Midnight Hour, Sugary, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, Ship of Fools, Playing in the Band, Terrapin Station, which is a really good version of that song. I would suggest to check it out. Drums, Truckin', Black Peter, Throwin' Stones, Not Fade Away, Back to Not Fade Away, Turn On Your Love Light, and Broke Down Palace. So I decided to pick two songs from this that sandwich into each other, Throwin' Stones and Not Fade Away. Thought it was really good energy for from this song. So from 85 in the Oakland County Coliseum, here is Throwing Stones into Not Fade Away.
Bye. ashes all fall down. Picture of my green borders, dizzy possibilities. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Again, there was Throwing Stones into Not Fading Away. I'm going to skip 86 because I just decided to skip 86 and go into 87 at the Oakland Coliseum. There is a DVD on this, and I got it from a flea market in like September, I think. I just finished watching the whole thing. It's definitely a crazy, awesome show. I would suggest to watch it. It might be on YouTube, the full thing, but if you get a chance, watch it. The set list for this show is Bertha, Promised Land, Cold Rain and Snow, Little Red Rooster, When Push Comes to Shove, Masterpiece, Birdsong, Music Never Stopped. Then we have the New Year's introduction, Hell in a Bucket, Uncle John's Band, Terrapin Station, Drums. The other one, Wharf Rat, Throwing Stones, Not Fade Away, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, Iko Iko, Banana Boat Song, into Do You Want to Dance, and then Knocking on Heaven's Door. So I thought it was pretty cool how they ended the show. I'm going to add the New Year's announcement into there. It was pretty cool. I'll just let you guys hear it for yourselves. And then I'm going to do Man Smart, Woman Smarter, into Iko Iko. So that's, I think, pretty funny. Everyone was probably pretty confused because I know I get confused at the beginning trying to figure out which is which, but to play them back to back, everyone I could probably just see their faces like, what the hell's going on? So I thought that was pretty cool how they played that, and that's why I picked those songs. But that's really it for the show. I hope you guys have had a wonderful 2017. Thank you for all the support and people listening. I can't believe I'm even at 100,000 followers. I would never imagine this last New Year's Eve when I think I was at maybe not even at 100 and averaging maybe like 10 listeners a podcast. So if you guys are still listening, I definitely appreciate it. I thank you a lot. 2017 was an awesome year for me. Dead wise, I made up for a lot of lost time. I feel like, you know, getting into the dead later than most people, I made up a lot of ground this year. And whether it be Dead and Company, Dark Star, some Splintered Sunlight shows, the meetup at the movies, just getting more acclimated with like deeper cuts of the Grateful Dead and just getting it a lot more than I did last year. So for me, this year was mind-blowing. So I hope 2018 can bring that also. And we're going to have a lot more to come in 2018, a lot of cool different setups and shows. And then you got Dead and Company possibly in the summer, most likely in the summer, and you got them in February, so we got a lot to look forward to. I hope you guys like this episode. I think it's pretty jam-packed with great stories and songs. And then also, if you would like to re-listen to the last year's episode, like I said, it's episode 4 if you're interested, if you like those years better. So thank you guys once again, and have a happy new year. So here's, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, and Iko Iko to close out 1987 and 2017. I didn't even think of that. That's, 30 years ago. By the time most of you listen to this, probably be 30 years to the date. So, as we close out 2017 into 2018, thank you all again and have a good day.
Show.